does it take more than one frost to kill something, or
Well, no? Not if it's a hard frost. I don't know. It has to be a hard frost.
Oh, I guess. Well, I don't know. Now, these were those geraniums that you gave me, you know.
Oh.
And so I don't know whether I got them ruined or not. But I think I'm going to start taking most of my things and putting them in sheltered places now.
Yeah.
Because they didn't say anything about it being a hard frost last night. Usually I depend on the, you know, on the radio to...
it starts to frost early in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I can always tell because I look across the street and the house across the street, the roof was white, so I knew that it... Oh, here we go again.
Oh, what have you got in your beard? Something white.
He,
wait a minute.
He can catch anything in that beard.
Yeah.
I keep telling him, why doesn't he trim it? And he won't.
he's getting gray hair in it, too.
Oh, yeah.
What do you know?
A little contrast there.
Well, it looks nice. You just keep it. It looks nice.
Yeah, keep it forever.
I was wondering why it didn't grow here and here, but I see all the men that have beards. It doesn't grow well right here.
It doesn't grow quite up to the lip. It just kind of starts down a little bit.
My grandpa had a beard, and it was kind of a billy goat beard.
Oh,
and every time he'd talk, it'd go up and down, you know. And we kids used to think that was sure something to see that beard go up and down.
Billy Goat Gruff.
Oh.
Remember that? When he was a little kid, I used to read him a story in a book, and it was called Billy Goat Gruff.
Oh.
He's getting all these noises.
You're bubbling for the coffee. And...
Everything's under control. We just have to
wait.
That's a cute little apron. You didn't make it, did you?
No, hanging in there for a year.
Oh, yeah. It's good because it really covers you, doesn't it? I mean, it gets a whole thing.
I never wear it.
It's a good thing you did.
I'm going to wear it today because I don't want to get anything on my clothes.
I saw Mrs. Peterson just as we drove in. She was sitting in the car by the curb there. I don't know whether she was just going to visit or what, but she's gone now.
You know, I don't know what he did.
But
he
worked
just gave
up
me the
home.
Bill, and
yeah.
it was a black man.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The biggest black man.
Oh, really?
My gosh, you had to look up to him. He was sure a big fellow.
Probably looked like a football player.
Yeah, he did. He was nice looking, but he was so tall and built real strong.
I see all the leaves are about down now, aren't they?
Yeah.
How about the one next door that you have problems with over there? Are they
all
down now?
Well, the one right next door, the boy, he's a young kid, about 13, 14. He keeps it the...
Oh, does he kind of rake them up?
He rakes them up and he mows the lawn. He wanted to mow my lawn, but after I'd already hired this other guy.
Well, are the leaves mostly off of the big tree in the back, you know, the great big one?
My tree is now dropping leaves.
Oh, that mulberry tree, huh? Yeah.
But they're kind of pretty. They're gold. All of them. You'll look up.
Are they? Yeah, I will.
Something in the oven.
Wow, let me see. No, I don't think it is. No, it smells good.
I to fix the potatoes different. I had a recipe for it.
Oh, really? Well, how'd you fix them this time?
You slice them. Oh, well, this is one of Harvey's recipes too.
Now, are these
Harvey Steiner.
Are these yams?
Sweet yams.
Or yams?
Yeah. I like the yams.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm
getting so
dry.
I don't like the potato. potato, that's a new word. Sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
they are dry, aren't they?
Yeah.
The yams are better.
And
so, what did you put on?
I got some matzo preserves. apricot and
pineapple.
Oh,
you know, I got some the other day. John says it's the best stuff he's ever eaten. He just loves that stuff. Mm-hmm. It is a good flavor, you know.
And he said you slice the potatoes and put them in a dish.
Yeah.
And you put this preserves over them.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. He said until it melts. Yeah. And so.
Well, that sounds like it would be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I hope. You've got nice looking teeth, David. I wish mine looked like that.
Well, they ought to be nice. Remember when he had to wear those braces for years?
They're straight as can be, aren't they?
Yeah, they turned out pretty well. Mm. How's your head?
It's fine now.
That's good. Well, he's getting, I'm bothered with a little sinus lately.
Yeah, you said.
Right over. And it usually is just on one side, you know. And so I got the best kind of stuff. I just buy it at the drugstore. And it's made especially for sinus. Mm-hmm. And you just take two like an aspirin, and boy, it really works. It helps a lot.
Why don't
so, yeah, I got some here if he wants to take them, but he says he feels better now. Okay, this stuff's ready. Dinner time. So, that really makes me mad that I forgot that darn gravy that I made.
Oh,
honest to goodness.
We can eat it with that gravy.
Let's see now. Where's Grandma's other...
Here.
Oh, yeah.
There's some hanging up
there, is there,
too.
Oh, okay. Now, where do you think I ought to set this? Keep it...
right there.
Yeah, okay. Oh, good. I forgot you had this thing.
That's a good thing to have.
All right.
That's not going to fall on the floor.
No, it's not going to fall on the floor. Now, you think whatever is in here is...
Yeah, those are the buns.
Oh, okay.
I guess they're
all right. All right, now I'll just set them here. And the dressing. Okay.
Where's the gravy?
Down at your house.
Bring the damn gravy.
Down at your house. We'll manage with that gravy, all right.
All right.
I'll put this over here.
Well, do you want me just to start serving everything on the plates? Okay. Here we go.
I'll be last.
Well, I'll fix John's plate first. How do you like this little toaster oven now that you've had it a while?
Oh, I use it every day.
Like it pretty good?
I use it every day.
Okay. And then I do need a fork out of here. Let's see.
How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm going to raise this up like that, and I'm going to get a fork in here. Wait a minute. All I need is a fork, and let's see. Do we need a couple of spoons or anything for to serve stuff out? I'll just set them here. Yeah, why don't you go drink your coffee, David, instead of sticking that thing in my face constantly?
I gotta hear the sound of the turkey gushing.
Now see, I got this foil pan and I just sliced everything off, see? And so I figure, well, that's a good way to do.
I was watching them on television last night. People that are cooking for all the homeless people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the men were slicing turkeys.
Oh, were they?
Oh my! Yeah. They show you how to slice.
Oh yeah.
How to cut it.
Well, any fool would know how to cut meat off of a turkey for him. So you don't have to have a lesson. You know what they ought to have? Smell-o-vision. Then you could smell it while you're looking at it.
Yeah.
Grandma
okay.
Doesn't know what you're talking about.
That's all right. I'm just mumbling here.
Okay.
Do you want us to put it all on the plate?
Yeah, I'll just. Then we won't. We won't have to crowd the table in. I'll just serve it like this. Oh, I know what. Where's your cranberry sauce?
Oh, yeah. I think you mentioned it right over here.
Okay.
I'll run over you if you don't get out of
here. Get out of here, David.
There. Oh, I'm going to take that out, Betty. You can do it better.
Yeah, you could leave it right there. I can get it all right.
It's going to fall on the floor.
Oh, it's not going to fall on the floor, for heaven's sakes.
Mm-hmm. There. Whose plate is that?
This is John's. I'm fixing his first.
Let's see. I could take that out.
Yeah, you'd want to do that for sure.
Okay. All right, John. Come and get it.
At last, you have something to eat. I hope you didn't have much breakfast this morning.
Well, you know what I made for breakfast? And I haven't been making any hot cereals lately, but it was cold this morning.
Yeah.
So I made some, not cream of wheat, but malt meal. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
It was good.
Good.
Yeah, it was very good. Now, I'm going to fix your plate next, Mama.
Yeah, sir.
Fix David's next.
No, he wants to stand here with this damn microphone. Now, I'm going to give you a leg, okay, to begin with.
Who?
You. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. That's for Grandma, isn't it? You don't want a leg. I'm going to give you a little dark meat and a little light meat, Mama. How's that? Okay. I hope you didn't eat too much breakfast this morning either, did you?
No, I had my shredded wheat.
Huh. Is that your standby? You kind of like that?
Every other morning. I rotate every other morning. I have one oatmeal, next day shredded wheat.
Okay. Now, there's a lot in here. So I'm going to not give you too much, and then you can come back for seconds.
No, I hope not.
Is that about right? You think that's about... Okay. I'll serve you this. Gee, these look good.
It sounded good, and I thought, try that.
Where did you hear about it? Oh, on the radio?
Harvey Steiner. You know, every morning.
I listen to him, not every day, but pretty often.
Here's this. All right. I'll just have one.
Okay. Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. That's a shame. I can't get over that gravy bit.
Oh.
That's...
Don't worry about it, baby.
Mom?
Yes?
What's that?
What does it look like? Does it look like a... horse's hoof or something?
Oh my gosh. What a
is that too much? That's not too much for you.
Oh.
Well, you take it easy. We'll all eat slowly, see? Okay. Now. All right, I'll fix my plate next.
I was on the ball. I started recording sooner.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you aren't on the ball. Okay. Sit down, Mama. Now we got everything.
Okay.
Just sit.
Grandma wants to make sure that you don't make any mistakes.
Oh!
I'm not watching her.
She's not watching me like a hawk. Oh, you know what happened a couple of days ago?
What happened?
You know, we have this white cat I've been telling you about that comes and stays, you know. It belongs to somebody else. Worse than that, according to John, almost. It caught a beautiful bird.
Oh.
It was one that, you know what a flicker looks like?
Yeah.
A big flicker. And it was just lucky that I came across it, you know, before it had expired, you might say. And I got it away from him. And we kept it overnight, and it looked like it was in pretty good shape, you know. And I was going to take it to this place in Walnut Creek. It's a place where they, you know, pick up injured animals.
Yeah.
And the next morning, it had died overnight.
Oh.
And I don't know what I did wrong. We tried everything.
Well.
But doggone it. And then we finally came to the conclusion that the thing had been hurt before the cat even got it. We took it up at one point up the hill to see if it would fly away, you know, because its wings seemed to be pretty strong. And we tried to release it to let it go, and it just went about 2 feet and dropped again.
Wow.
So we figured that it had been hurt before the cat got it somehow, you know, so.
Well, don't blame the cat.
Oh, no. But he took advantage, you know, of the bird being kind of weak. But, you know, I've never seen a flicker up close before. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful bird, actually. Mm-hmm. It has kind of reddish wings, you know, and the feathers on its breast are spotted. It's like little polka dots all over its breast. It was beautiful. Oh, now I'm going to get the stuff here to drink. Okay, David. Oh, that's right. Now I got to get you, right? Okay.
Okay.
You're the last one. It actually didn't seem like too many people right in our neighborhood were leaving today. Everybody was kind of staying close to the house. But you should have seen the highway coming up here.
Oh, my God.
Here we are. That's one reason we were a little bit later than we thought we were going to be. It was really pretty crowded. We didn't see any accidents or anything. I'm surprised we didn't, because lately it seems like, you know, there's more accidents all the time. But boy, they were sure streaming up the highway today.
I was uptown last week on Tuesday.
Were you?
And I saw an accident.
Oh, did you? Oh, dear. Did you see it happen or what?
I heard the bump. I was waiting.
Oh, you heard the bump.
Just about a half a block away.
Oh, really?
And there was a guy on the motorcycle.
Well, did they have the ambulance and the... Oh, dear. Well, I hope he was wearing his helmet or whatever they...
I didn't get up close, but everybody was looking excited.
Oh, really, yeah.
It only draws a crowd.
Oh, sure. Well, I don't know. Well, we had something happen right up on our road a few days ago. It happened at night, like about 11:30, and John heard this big kind of thump, you know, noise. And so then a few minutes later, we heard a couple of sirens, I had already gone to bed, but John went out and kind of looked down the street, and there was a big crowd down there, and come to find out, you know those big ditches that go along the side of the road, this car actually flipped and went into the ditch. And we thought, you know, we could... see it in the paper the next day. Nobody said a word. We're all done. Sit down.
Okay.
And then I want to add this stuff.
Wow. What is that?
Sparkling cider, it's called.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Martinelli's.
That's very, very good. I've had that.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, if you don't want anything too strong, this kind of fills the bill here. Let's see now. It says upright, remove base. Machine on. Listen to this.
Not too close.
Just listen to this.
You don't have to get up close.
All right, this is a foot away. Is that all right?
Dump it all over.
Okay,
the
this right here?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this.
You're spilling it on the table.
How did that sound?
It was too loud.
Too loud, huh?
I can hear you chewing right now.
Oh my God. Is it that bad?
David, you sure bring a lot of stuff out here.
Oh, geez.
Did you think we were going to tell you something that you wanted
to hear? He wanted to hear something really good today.
No.
We don't have anything too juicy today, David.
To talk about.
Conversation about Phil Donahue was great.
Oh, well, I even forgot what I said about him by now.
I
just think that his shows aren't quite as good as they used to be. And I think it's because he has talked about every conceivable subject in this world already. He's running out of material. He doesn't know what to have anymore.
What do you want, David? Sugar?
Yeah.
What do you want? Sugar? I'll get it. Sit down, Mama. I'll get it.
Is there any more pie?
No, there's not no pie for you, buddy. That's the last you're going to get for now. That's all.
I only had a little tiny
piece. You can have it at home. I don't want to dirty any more dishes.
All right.
Let's see.
Actually, he and John could eat one pie apiece. They are pie lovers, period. Actually, there aren't really too many TV shows that I am particularly interested in right now. Let's see, what do we watch besides Channel 9? That's actually my favorite.
Yeah.
I like Channel 9.
Yeah,
They're not all on 9.
What all isn't on 9?
That wasn't what you watched last night.
Oh, that animal show? No, yeah. I know that wasn't. What was it on 21? What's that? Is that channel something else?
The Discovery Channel.
Oh, well, I like that one too.
Grandma can't get that.
I watched 9 I think it was last Sunday when they had the baboons on.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
That was good. Mm-hmm. I like that, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, David.
Now about Miami Vice.
Oh, I don't care about that. If you're not going to eat this, I'm going to put it away.
Yeah,
all right.
Put that away.
All right. Okay. Because I don't think that should be out in the open to Mama. I didn't offer that to you.
No, I couldn't eat another. I don't think I'll eat for a week.
Oh, you'll eat. You'll have your regular breakfast tomorrow, won't you?
Oh, I don't think so. I might have a little piece of toast.
Is this making too much noise?
No.
Sorry. Let's put these back. Nothing else. Enough already. I feel like I'm not being too bad because that's cooked in pretty good oil rather than that other kind of bad stuff that we eat.
Why are you putting those big things in?
Oh, because I don't have any other bag to put them in, that's all.
There.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Okay. Old Mignon out at Rossmore, she likes that show where they have the people in the courtroom, you know, people's court. She likes that. Do you watch that much?
I watched that a couple of times.
Yeah, that's still pretty good. People's court. At night and I said, now this is my time and I'm going to watch it. And I forget now what it was.
It was an art show.
Oh, it was an art show. Yeah, that's right. It was that thing on Andrew Wyeth. Or no, N.C. Wyeth it was. That was pretty good. What's that?
The baby.
You mean you're getting babies up here too, or is that from long ago?
That's a baby room monitor. That's somebody's room I'm listening to. Did you know I could do that?
Does she care? My God.
That's pretty good. That's somebody's private room.
Shame on you.
How do you know you could get arrested for doing that? That's like bugging somebody's privacy or something.
Baby has an upset stomach.
That's like you were today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were a big baby today. Are you going to go out shopping tomorrow? You know, tomorrow's the traditional first. Tomorrow's Friday. It doesn't seem like it.
Sunday.
Yeah, it's not Sunday. It's Thursday today. Tomorrow's Friday. Everybody goes out and spends all their money tomorrow. That's the big day.
There's so many sales, you don't know where to go to buy anything.
Yeah, I don't know where. Well, I'm not going out shopping anyway tomorrow. I'm probably going to be scraping paint off outside of our house. We're trying to do this before the big rains come, see?
Yeah,
and, I don't know who's going to...
You just take a scraper and just...
Yeah, we have a couple of different tools. I've even got some paint remover, and that does a pretty good job. You know, you just paint this stuff on and let it sit for a few minutes, and then you take a scraper and it just peels off. Yeah. It's not a bad way to do, but we have the whole side of the house, see, and it takes a long time to get it all off. And then
my windows are getting so bad that the putty on around the houses are getting falling off. I see a lot of people getting these new windows in, and they look so nice. I wish I could afford to do it.
What do they look like? What kind of new windows?
It's some kind of a new, the guy, when he painted my house, he said I ought to have, some new windows. It's a new window.
Well, do they kind of look like these? Do they go up and down?
Yes,
or?
They do. I think they're a better glass. Something that
are they glass?
They call them aluminum windows.
Oh, the frame part around the frame is aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's one fella. When I went to the store, he's on the next street here. I pass his house all the time, and he could do it himself.
Oh.
If he had to hire it, that it cost a lot of money.
I suppose.
But he was putting in a bay window.
Oh.
You know, and it's all finished now. And it
looks all right.
So nice. Sure improved his house.
Yeah.
Well, and I noticed the house on the corner down there when I go to the store, they put in these new windows and they look nice.
Have you used your fireplace at all yet?
I haven't yet.
Yeah. You're waiting for a nice cool night and then use it, huh?
I didn't have it cleaned this year, and I don't know whether.
I don't know. Is that something that you have to have done every year to clean your?
Well, Charlie said he never has his cleaned, and I didn't. I don't use mine that much. I had it cleaned about 3-4 years ago.
I don't think you have to have it cleaned that real often.
And
I think if you use the thing steadily, every day, then it would build up. But the few times you use it during the year, I don't think it would matter.
Well, I've had my furnace going quite a lot lately.
Yeah. We haven't turned ours on yet, but we have been using the little heaters, you know, in the room, and pretty soon we're going to start. I mean, we can only hold out for so long, then we got to turn it on.
Boy, I get awfully cold easy.
You ought to get yourself some of those thermal underwear things. They say they really work good.
I have some different ones they're not thermal, but they're the longer.
Well, you ought to get some thermal ones because they work really well. I mean, it seems like you're just like you've got a little toaster oven all around you. It's the knit. It's a certain kind of a knit that's in a thermal thing, and it's supposed to hold your body heat close to you somehow or other. That's what the skiers wear, that thermal stuff when they go out in the snow.
I think Dad had some thermals. I used to have to buy them. Well, I bought all of his clothes. He wouldn't go buy any.
Yeah.
Do you think that makes a noise?
Anything. Any old port in the storm. Are you ready for my song yet?
I didn't know you had one.
Well, wait a minute. I got to think of one now. I was just saying, I didn't know you wanted any entertainment on this thing.
Let's see if the baby is crying.
All right.
Yeah.
You should get yourself a baby if you like to hear babies cry.
Oh, I got a good song. I just thought of one. I don't think I ever sang this one before. Wait a minute. Let me see. Yeah. I got it all set. Anytime you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right now? My God. Wait a minute, I gotta have something to hammer on.
A little hammer on the table.
Give me that spoon. Let me see.
This is gonna be good.
Yeah, okay.
Jingle bells?
No, this'll work fine. Yeah, that'll work fine.
Wait until I turn the tape over.
You mean you're at the end of the tape now?
You can practice.
Just as I'm going to do my big finale here, you'd get loose on the tape there. All right, do what you want.
Practice.
Practice? Well, I'm going to use this in my song. Just
keep
like that.
Away from the microphone.
More like this?
No, completely out of the area.
Well, I can do it softer.
Yeah.
Like that.
I guess that's still too loud.
It is? All right, how about down here?
Yeah.